Yeah, we'll see. It's been a great game. I guess that Horlick just scored. Horlick player fumbled backwards. Horlick recovered and ran in for the score.
Impressive. And we talked, you know, I talked about a type of fourth quarter Horlick's going to have, and we'll see.
WRJN, Racine. All right, back to live action here. 5:12 to go. Morrison on a keeper again, trying to get to the outside, does. And gets down to about the 8-yard line.
Yeah, he's playing incredible here in this one, Dick.
Yep, 5:07 to go. They score here, we probably can announce. We can probably announce our player of the game. All right, Morrison brings him out. Hands off to Martinez, cutting back inside, and he scores. Quinton Martinez with the touchdown to make it 30-20 now with 5:02 to go. And a crucial extra point coming up here. Kick is up by Vandewater, and it's good. So with 5:02 to go, it's now Union Grove 31, Beloit 20.
That is a great little run there by Quinton Martinez to set them up 11 point. Now a true two-score lead, Dick.
Yep. So we're going to announce our DG Sports. There's two of them, players of the game. And we're going to give it to that dual quarterback rotation. Quinn Schultz and Finian Morrison will be our DG Sports players of the game. We will try to get down to the field here shortly, and if we can do that, Dylan will take you home. All right, Vandewater with the kick. It's a line drive. Comes up to the 20. It's Carroll. And they get him at about the 29-yard line. And that's where they'll go on offense. And we got a player down for Beloit, so with 4:56 to go, we have a timeout on the field. I'll make my way down to the field. Dylan will take you home for the last 4 minutes and 56 seconds.
Thanks, Dick. While we do have this injured player, I'd like to thank again our sponsors here tonight. Lingzon Lathrop, Sicko and Racine, Advanced Foot and Ankle of Wisconsin, Frank DeQuisto of First Weber Real Estate Services, Gordy Boucher, Lincoln and West Dallas, Financial Service Group in Racine, Freighter and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network, Roma Lodge, Banquet and Conference Facility, Docks on the Fox in Waterford, our patrons Chris Gorman, Gary Schoenert, Bob Letch, Tim Owens, Mike Paczynski, Jason Treitler, Greg Owens, Ryan Thompson, Brian Polda, and the Johnson Park Golf Course, and Coach Casey Robbins. Potter once again bringing out this night offense here. As Dick just mentioned, we have 4 minutes and counting here in the fourth quarter on this cool September night of football, week four of the 2024 campaign. It's Potter, this time in the shotgun, two to his right, back to his left. He looks to take the snap. He takes the snap, passes it, completes to James Ford. Fumbles it. He took it out to the 42-yard line. I don't know if they're going to call him down by contact or if they are going to give Union Grove the fumble. We have no signals yet by the officials. Again, no signals by the official. It was a complete catch to James Ford. Both teams are looked very confused as the officials have not signaled anything yet. But Union Grove sends out their offense. And now Paul Feldhausen, the white hat, does signal that Union Grove did recover the fumble with 4:47 to go here in the fourth quarter. With that 31-20 lead, it's now Finian Morrison bringing out this offense. We do have a penalty. I don't know if it's going to be a sideline warning, but Coach Dement of Memorial is pretty upset. I wonder if he's looking for an explanation, yelling at the official. I'm not really sure what happened, but we do have a flag over there. Still waiting for a signal from Paul Feldhausen. He is discussing with head coach Brad Dement what is going on. He's kind of flailing his arms around like, what do you want from me, coach? So we'll see what this penalty is here. It's an unsportsmanlike conduct. I'm going to guess it's on Coach Dement. This is going to work in the Broncos' favor as they're going to go 15 yards from the 43. Down past the 30 to the 28-yard line. Broncos first and 10 from there. Again, we have 4:47 and counting here. Dick working his way down to the field, hoping to get words from our two players of the game. Both from this Bronco offense, the two-headed monster quarterback that we've seen so far. Again, it's Morrison this time in the shotgun. Hands it off to Martinez. Short gain on the play, 2 or 3 yards. Brought down by a group of Knights. One of the Knights players' helmets did come off. He will have to go off for a play due to that helmet coming off. That player, Jalay Hardnett, he's been a big impact player for them tonight. Again, this Beloit defensive line has done a great job getting pressure, but so far has not been enough as Schultz and Morrison have led the way for the Broncos on this Friday night. Again, it's Morrison in the shotgun. Martinez to his left, receiver both sides. Takes the snap, calls his own number, looking, nothing really there. Short gain on the play, 2 yards. Finian Morrison again on the quarterback keep. He takes it out to the 25-yard line. We have 3:40 and counting here as we end near the end of this contest. It's been Union Grove domination in the second half, leading to the score we have. Beloit was able to hang around in the first half. We had a pretty explosive scoring-wise third quarter. Things slowed down in the fourth, but Union Grove able to claw and fight their way as they're continuing to run this clock as much as they can. It's 3rd and 7 again from the 25-yard line. 3 minutes now on the clock. Morrison takes the snap. Again, calling his own number with a run up the middle, very near that first down marker, which is at the 18-yard line. We'll see. He got tackled very close. We'll see if they put him at the 19 or the 18-yard line. 2:50 and counting here. And they do give him that first down, almost securing the deal here. 2:40 and counting. Bronco fans are going to go away from this one happy on this cold fall evening. I shouldn't say cold. It's cool. We're getting to the cold temperatures. Not soon enough. I'm a big fan of cooler weather, but here we are. Again, thank you for tuning in tonight. DG Sports, Dick Rassefa streaming live. We do have a timeout here by Union Grove. We'll step away 60 seconds. You're listening to DG Sports on WRJN 1400.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Links on Lathrop, Sicko and Racine, Advanced Foot and Ankle of Wisconsin, Frank DeQuisto of First Weber Real Estate Services, Gordy Boucher, Lincoln and West Dallas, Financial Service Group in Racine, Freighter and the Medical College of Wisconsin, Cancer Network, Roma Lodge, Banquet and Conference Facility, Docks on the Fox in Waterford. Our referee has signaled that he is ready for play, so we bring you back to action. Again, it's Morrison calling his own number. He breaks to the outside. Touchdown, Broncos! Touchdown, Broncos! The nail in the coffin as Finian Morrison takes it 18 yards for the Bronco touchdown. 2 minutes left in this one. That'll be the final nail in that coffin that the Broncos were looking for. On to kick the extra point once again. It's Tyler Vandewater. Union Grove looking around very confused, waiting on that 11th man to make his way onto the field. Rylan Bradshaw comes out. He's only a sophomore. Whether he's supposed to be the man on the field or not, he does come back off, so it looks like they had 11 in the first place. They were worried for nothing. Again, Tyler Vandewater looking to put this game to 38 with his extra point. Kick is good, and it's good by a lot. He has a very strong leg. We've seen on many kickoffs here tonight. Again, Broncos lead 38-20 with 2 minutes to go in this contest. We'd also like to thank our patrons, Chris Gorman, Gary Schonert, Bob Letch, Tim Owens, Mike Paczynski, Jason Troiler, Greg Owens, Ryan Thompson, Brian Pulda, Johnson Park Golf Course, and Casey Robbins. You're listening to Dick Rassefa streaming live coverage of this high school football contest on DG Sports. Listen live or hear a replay anytime, anywhere at dgsports.mixler.com or on the free Mixler app. You can follow us at dgsports.mixler.com or on the app, as it is easy to access the stream or live chat with us during these broadcasts. That's DG Sports covering all Racine City and County teams. Tyler Vandewater once again lining up for this kickoff. Back deep to receive for the Knights. It's Jatavion Crawford and Thomas Miller. Correction, Dontavius Thomas. So Jatavion Crawford and Dontavius Thomas back deep to receive. The kick is out. Booming kick downfield to the 6 yard line where it's fielded by Thomas. He returns the kick to the outside, going near the 25 yard line where he is brought down out of bounds by Joseph Braun. Great play on the great tackle on the play, taken out at the 26 yard line. Potter once again bringing his night offense out, looking to see if he could do anything with this final 2 minutes here on this Friday evening. We thank you again for tuning in to tonight's broadcast. Enjoying the broadcast, hopefully, as much as I have. We have a score update between St. Catharines and Lake Country Lutheran. It's St. Catharines 20, Lake Country Lutheran with 2 minutes and 16 seconds in regulation. Thanks again, Rob, for that score. Potter looks for the handoff. He hands it off.
down the sideline. Jermaine Carroll takes it. 75 yards for the touchdown for the Knights. With a minute 49, they answer with a score of their own. We'll see if they go for two to make it a 10-point game. Looking for penalties, there are none. It's a minute 49. Broncos still lead 38-26. We'll see if they go for two to make it a 10-point game, or if they go for the extra point. What an answer there by the Knights. No, not giving up. Still showing plenty of heart. They are bringing their offense back out, led by senior quarterback A.J. Potter once again. On the extra points, the ball is spotted at the 3-yard line. We'll see what they do here. Suspect an onside kick coming. Potter this time under center. Two in the backfield, wing to the right, slot receiver to the left. He hands it off to Ford, and he's in for the 2-point conversion. That now makes it 38-28 with a minute 49. Onside kick looming here. We have had a great showcase of offensive points, defensive battles, and just an overall phenomenal performance by both teams tonight. Union Grove getting huge breaks with penalties against this Knight offense. We'll have an onside kick coming here, no doubt about that. The Knights do still have two timeouts. The Broncos only have one remaining. If the Broncos get this, they will have to more than likely get the first down, depending on how the Knights utilize those two remaining timeouts. Don't forget, next week we'll be live at Don Dalton Stadium, where the Burlington Demons will be hosting the Elkhorn Elks. Union Grove coming out in their normal kickoff. I would suspect an onside kick. Bring some of your players up. And now Coach McClellan does signal some of his guys to come up. None of them really moving that far up the field, but he is signaling for them to come up. Ooh. That did fall off the tee, but he kicked it just as it fell off. It was Justin Williamson. They moved him up to that front line. Correction, it was Griffin Williams, the sophomore, falling on top of that one and almost securing the final possession here. What will most likely be the final possession here for this Bronco offense from Union Grove, Wisconsin. We'll see if it's Schultz or Morrison bringing out this offense for this final drive. It is Finian Morrison. Quinn Schultz, correction, hands it off to Quentin Martinez. Gains a few yardage there on the play. There is an injured player for Union Grove. Looks to be some sort of knee injury, hopefully just cramping up. One of the things about these early fall broadcasts and games is that, you know, players don't realize, hey, it's still 80 degrees during the day, your body's using up a lot of fluids. You still need to pump them heavily. And hopefully it's just a cramp, nothing too serious. While we wait for the trainer to assist him, we could tell you the final score. St. Catharines 20, Lake Country Lutheran 6. Thank you again, Rob, for that score update. It was Nathan Lancaster, the senior offensive lineman for this Bronco offense, walking off under his own power. Hopefully nothing more than a cramp. It's late in this one. I doubt we'll see him return. We'll hopefully get this one back into action here for you any second. This time now it's Morrison coming out to give the play to this Bronco offense.
They've utilized this two-quarterback system heavily here tonight between Quinn Schultz and Finian Morrison. Referee Paul Feldhausen tells the game clock operator to wind that clock with a minute 30 and counting here on this Friday night. Again, it's Morrison looking to the sideline for his play. Coach is telling him to wait till he sees the back judge counting. If they play this right, two more plays and it should be enough. Morrison takes the snap, goes to his right, and he slides down past the first down marker. Genius play there by Morrison. Stays in bounds, and that clock will run. We are now under 1 minute left in this broadcast, as the Union Grove Broncos will kneel this out. They only have to do it one more time, as the final score here tonight will be Broncos 38, Beloit Memorial 28. As a reminder, Dick will be bringing you our two players of the game. Again, that was Quinn Schultz and Finian Morrison of the Union Grove Broncos. The fans stand to their feet. They celebrate the victory. It's an opening night win here from Union Grove High School. Again, final score, the Union Grove Broncos 38, Beloit Memorial 28. Dick will be standing by with our two players of the game here momentarily. In the meantime, I want to thank you for listening to DG Sports. Dick Graceffa streaming live coverage of this high school football contest. Players are shaking hands. Coaches are exchanging handshakes. And they're heading to their respective bench areas. Dick looking around, waiting for the two players of the game. Hoping to get them here any moment. Players are going over to celebrate with their fans, the student section. Looks like they'll be singing some sort of song as they're all taking their helmets off. Celebrating with their fans. Dick is looking for the players of the game down there. He is standing by with Coach Craig McClellan. We'll see if he gets an interview from him or if he does try and get the two players. Trying to determine whether Dick's going to wait for the players or just talk to Coach McClellan himself. Lloyd is down in their end zone, talking things out. They look very defeated. I mean, 3-0 team taking a tough one on the chin here tonight. Probably not suspecting to lose, but this Union Grove team is very strong, very good. Dick's still waiting for those two players. Looks like Coach McClellan may be joining those two. As he is still waiting with Dick near midfield. Now Finian and Quinn are making their way over to Dick. Dick will be standing by with our two players of the game here in just a moment.
All right, joined by Finn.
Hi, I'm Finn.
Hi, I'm Quinn.
Quinn.
Schultz.
Okay, there are DG Sports players of the game. First of all, we'll talk to you a little bit about it, Quinn. How's this work? Are you okay with this rotation?
As long as we win, I'm fine with anything.
Okay. How you feel about that?
I mean, we're scoring points.
Okay, one of your strong suits is you run with the ball very well. I mean, when you come in, typically, is it a run play or is that up to what Coach McCullen is saying.
Yeah, pretty much up to what Coach McCullen calls. Yeah.
What was your key to tonight to coming out with a win?
Just play fast, fly around, trust your teammates.
I will say he is correct. Both of you exhibit a lot of speed.
Yes, sir. Just fit the ball inside and go outside.
So what's the key to keep this going next week? Because you have another home game. You have the Waterford Wolverines coming in.
The home crowd just got to keep popping out, and our O-line just got to keep doing that same.
And they'll be bitter because the last I saw, they were getting beat pretty good.
Yep. Our O-line is amazing.
All right, let's call in the coach to get a few comments from him. Congratulations to our two DG Sports players of the game.
Thank you, Jeff.
Okay, Coach McCullen, talk about it a little bit because I forgot to ask you before in our pregame conference about a rotation. I mean, in my 23 years, I don't think I ever saw an actual rotation of two players playing quarterback.
Well, in 13 years of coaching, we've never had something like it. So it's hard for defenses to try to prepare. I mean, Finn can run and throw. Quinn can run and throw, so it's not like they can tee off on one or the other tonight. I mean, we rolled with Finn a little bit more because we kept the ball on the ground, and that's fluid. You don't know what you're going to get. I mean, situations call for different stuff, and we trust them both throwing the football and running the football. So it's kind of pick your poison with both of them.
Now, last year, they both returned, right? They were on the team last year.
Correct. Yep. Yeah, but Quinn was only a freshman last year, so he came up a little later. But he was still suiting up a little bit for us. So,
well, congratulations on this win.
Yep.
What's it going to take now next week against Waterford?
Well, we can enjoy it tonight, and then we got to go back to work this weekend and start looking at what they do because they're going to be upset. They are,
yes.
They're going to come in here and they're going to want to win a football game. So we're going to be prepared to be in a dogfight and play all four quarters and try to win each possession. So it's one of those things where we feel like, and I'm sure they feel like, it's a must-win game for each side. So we need to come in with that attitude all week long, and we got to win Sunday through Thursday to have a chance to win on Friday. So
when do you start looking at the film and start, in your mind, those plays? Because this blows me away that you call all the plays from up here.
About midnight tonight, so we'll look at some of the film of this stuff tonight, and then we'll start digging into Waterford stuff a little bit later on tomorrow, Saturday. So,
is that after a pizza?
After a pizza and a couple sodas, so yeah.
Okay. Well, congratulations to our players of the game and the coach for tonight. Coming away with a win. Go enjoy it. Okay. Back up to you, Dylan.
Thanks, Dick. Great interview there with those two players and the coach. Normally the coach doesn't stand by to wait. Luckily enough, Dick was able to get him to come be part of his interview. So again, we'd like to thank our sponsors. Lingzon Lathrop, more than just a gas station, your locally owned and operated Sitco, has been on the corner of Lathrop and 20th Street in Racine for over 50 years. They're open every day from 5 a.m. to midnight. Fill up, then visit the convenience store to grab a snack, a meal, a hot cup of coffee, or some groceries. Lingzon Lathrop, L-I-E-U-N-G-H. Advanced Foot and Ankle of Wisconsin is Milwaukee's premier podiatry clinic with an elite staff of surgical podiatrists with the skills and experience necessary to diagnose and relieve any foot or ankle pain you're experiencing. Take a step towards pain-free feet and ankles by calling 414-281-1500 or visit their website at advancedfootanklewi.com to learn more. Schedule an appointment at one of their four locations in Milwaukee, Greenfield, Burlington, and Brookfield. Advanced Foot and Ankle, your choice for foot and ankle care in southeast Wisconsin. Our good friend and longtime sponsor, Frank DeQuisto of DeQuisto Motors, is now adding real estate to his resume. Frank has joined his daughter, Emily Core, of the Bollmeyer Core Group, an award-winning real estate team at First Weber Realty, Racine. Emily Core is a Best in Racine winning real estate agent with an extensive experience as a top producer. Frank has a 30-year track record of exemplary customer service with extensive experience as a top producer. Frank has a 30-year track record in the automotive industry
And now with the help of his daughter, Emily, and the BC Group, he promises to translate that trust and integrity to the real estate industry. Residential and commercial market analysis, always free. Call Frank at 262-945-1411 to discuss your real estate needs. Looking for a great atmosphere and mouthwatering food? The goodness at Doc's is simple. Good food, good service, and a good time. Selections range from outstanding appetizers to sandwiches and burgers, like Mom Made of Montres, fish fries, and awesome specials. Call Doc's to host your next group gathering or to cater your next event. Stop in to catch a bite after a high school sporting event or on the weekends for that big game. Doc's on the Fox, located right on the Fox River, 232 North Milwaukee Street in Waterford. At Gordy Boucher Lincoln, they ride with you every mile before, during, and after the sale. It's more than a motto at Boucher, it's their mission. Their professional team truly listens to your wants and finds the best vehicle to fit your budget. After the sale, they're there to assist you with any vehicle feature or functionality questions. Visit GordyBoucherLincoln.net to browse their inventory online. Request more information about vehicles, set up a test drive, or inquire about financing. No one wants to wait around until retirement to start living a great life. At Financial Service Group, they want to see you live your great life, however you define it, long before you retire. Learn more about Financial Service Group's fee-only financial planning for your great life at toyourwealth.com. Call 262-554-4500 for a no-obligation consultation with one of their certified professional planners. And now Dick has since joined me back in the booth. Dick, great interviews with those two young men. And luckily enough, Coach McClellan stayed around to give you some words as well.
Yeah, and thank you for that. We got one other final from Rob Lohr, and it's a big one. St. Catharines defeated Lake Country Lutheran 22-6. So they pretty much solidify taking over first place. Just got to stay focused.
Take care of business. Don't let any distractions happen. You control your own destiny at this point.
Okay, so with that, we're going to conclude our broadcast from Union Grove High School. My thanks to Union Grove AD Dave Pettit for accommodating us and to all of our sponsors and patrons. Our next broadcast will be September 20th from the Don Dalton Stadium, where the Demons will host the Elkhorn Elks. Pre-game will be at 6:30 with kickoff at 7 p.m. Next up for the Knights will be another road game on September 20th against the Westosha Central Falcons. The Broncos will host the Waterford Wolverines also on September 20th. Both games kick off at 7 p.m. So for Dylan and Daryl back in the studio, this is Dick Graceffa saying you've been listening to High School Football streaming live on DG Sports. Join us next Friday as ggsports.mixler.com or on WRJN Radio 1400 AM or 99.9 FM or on the Mixler or Civic Media app. DG Sports covers all Racine City and County schools. So again,
every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their Viking Toast Kringle.
1-1 in conference, Beloit Falls.
It has a maple cinnamon.
3-1 overall, 1-1 in conference. Have a good weekend, everyone. And we'll talk to you next Friday night.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their Viking Toast Kringle, a Danish twist to French toast. It has a maple cinnamon filling with a layer of cream cheese, topped with vanilla bourbon icing, and sprinkled with cinnamon. Delicious! And for great fun, enjoy the O&H 75th anniversary celebration this Saturday from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. at the Highway 20 store. There'll be live music, family activities, photo ops, Kringle samples, specialty pizzas, and fun to be had. O&H Danish Bakery, Racine, Sturt, Aventa, and Oak Creek.
Take the first step towards a more independent life. Test drive a Golden or Pride Power chair or scooter and reclaim your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Crafted for the utmost comfort and convenience. Visit Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted choice for power mobility solutions. An authorized Pride and Golden dealer backed by the Never Pay MSRP guarantee. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Searching for the best pizza in Racine? Head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones. Ferraro's has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. September presents a limited time flavor pack special. The Philly cheese steak pizza, creamy Alfredo sauce, tender chopped beef, and melted provolone topped with fresh onions and green peppers. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
WRJN.
Some people may call them oldies, but our timeless hits never get old. Another long set on the way next on WRJN.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Making an Impact, sponsored by Grainger. One Minnesota bus driver had a homeless woman board the bus wearing no shoes, so she stepped in by giving the sneakers on her feet away.
I knew that you're not supposed to drive in your socks. It's a big no-no. But I couldn't help it.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers professional-grade supplies and solutions made for every industry and backed by product experts. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
Today is WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Von Hassel Jewelers in downtown Racine. The holiday season will be here before you know it, so save big today on a beautiful necklace, engagement ring, or other fine jewelry for that special someone. Looking for a one-of-a-kind piece? Von Hassel Jewelers has been designing and crafting custom certified jewelry for over 20 years. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $50. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
One month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now, I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
and someone to lean on. And I'm lost, baby, I'm lost.
For a letter or something, anything that you would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Reflects the love that used to be. And you are
as I look back, I can see me lost and searching. Now I find that I can choose. I'm free. Oh, yeah. So funny, I didn't have a laugh. All my eyes troubled, been torn in half. I've been lonely too long.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Boeing's first strike in 16 years is expected to stop production at aircraft plants in Seattle and Portland, Oregon. Federal mediators say it will convene new talks early next week. CBS's Carter Evans reports from the picket line.
We just want a fair share of the pot.
In the Seattle area, where the median cost for a home is more than $800,000, these union workers say Boeing just doesn't pay enough.
Some people in my shop have to, they work 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make a living.
At a conference, Boeing Chief Financial Officer Brian West said the company is focused on restoring our trust with our people and the union, but added the strike will